I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. At least 30 people are dead in the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. It happened at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia, Monday morning. Frantic calls began pouring in at around 7:15. 200 students participate in InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. InterVarsity's Robert Howe lives near the campus. He says to his knowledge, all their students are safe. As far as helping students on campus, they're going to
point them to the Lord and His sovereignty, and He's in control of this situation. We know that God is at work in this town, and we don't understand what's happened today, but we know that God is in control, and so that's what we're going to keep pointing our students back to.
Next, after fire destroyed a whole village in Bihar, India, families are still trying to recover. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says while there were no deaths, their Compassion Services team is tending to the emotional and spiritual wounds.
Our people not only do what they can in praying for them, counseling them, encouraging them, but also, you know, helping them. Normal things we do usually after any disaster like that, that goes after this kind of thing, which also opened the door for us to share, continue about Christ's love.
And spiritual boot camp in the U.S. at Fort Jackson Army Training Center in North Carolina has brought many recruits to Christ. Frank Busey started a Bible study there several years ago called God's Basic Training. Later, he began showing the Jesus film, which is now seen by 200 to 300 different recruits 5 times a year. The film ties in with a Bible study so new believers can visualize the Jesus that they're learning about and committing their life to. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.